master has the power, the only power. Our master shares his mastery with his slaves, if they are obedient. You, too, can have power over even a paladin. Watch, learn, do as we say, and you can make a paladin bleed and cry out. And if a paladin falls to us, how much more easily an ordinary man, eh? He prowled the front of the hall, menacing, predatory, and Pock saw those in front shrink back slightly. Their eyes followed him, wary. What power is it you want? Is it money? We have her gold. Is it blood? We have it all. You will see it fall for our pleasure. Is it lust? You will have your chance. Is it mastery itself? You will see her cringe before us and before those of you chosen to assist. Our master has power, real power, and you can share that power. Everyone else is helpless in the end, helpless like this paladin. Would you have feared her once, with her big sword, her fancy armor? His voice dripped contempt. The crowd shifted, not quite answering. Yes, admit it. You would have feared her up there on the street. Yes, you would, unworthy slaves. You might have cringed from her, but look now. There she hangs, bound and helpless. What she has because we left it to her. He waved an arm back at Pox, and some eyes shifted to meet hers and as quickly shifted away. You, there in the third row, you could blind her, couldn't you? And you could cut off her ears. Who would stop you but our master? Who could punish you but our master? Who is worthy of your service but... He paused. The answer came quickly from the crowd. Master, master, master! The faces Pox could see were tight with fear, not so avid for the spectacle as before. She felt a surge of pity for them. Yes, our master, Liart the Strong. You must never say his name, unworthy slaves, until you come to his altar to swear your souls to him forever. But you know who he is. He raised his hand, fist clenched. The master, came the response. The priests noticed her open eyes and came to her again. She met their gaze evenly. And you are still with us, little paladin? Asked the taller. The High Lord is still with us all, she said. Someone in the crowd hooted, and others laughed. The shorter priest reached out and stroked her sides. He hasn't done well by you with these scars, he said. I'd almost think you'd been given to our master already. No, said Pox recklessly. That was Akria's work. He slammed his fist into her belly. Don't say that name aloud, scum! Pox gasped for breath. You fear her? Again a blow that took her breath away, and another to her face. One of the priests took up the barbed whip they had used on the boy and showed it to her. This will teach you something of our master. He is bolder than that web spinner. He slashed it across her body, then her legs, and walked behind her. Five rapid blows split the skin of her back. Hot blood sheeted down, dripping from her legs. Pox clenched her jaw against the fiery pain. Before it dulled, they had brought the next torment, a heated chain held carefully in tongs, first around her waist, then each thigh in turn. Pox could smell the charred skin, her charred skin. Again the crowd was invited up, in groups, to participate. Now the men were urged to arouse themselves. Not yet, the priest said, to those